this is something that I predicted from the start. I would much rather be coming on your show this morning and say that I got this wrong, that everything's going well. I think there's a need for the senior management of the council and Irish Water to meet as a matter of urgency to review the works that's going on at the minute and review the traffic movement, because we can't afford to allow this to continue. It's causing too much disruption, it's causing too much frustration, and I think we have a duty to the business people in Letterkenny at this point in time to review this as a matter of urgency, and I've called on senior management to do this.
Do you believe a solution be found whereby this work can continue? Because we all, I think, realise that it's important for the infrastructure of the town currently and going forward. Given the makeup of the town and the type of roads that are contained within it, can this work be done and be a relatively free movement of traffic at the same time?
Well, I think from the start I've said that I thought that most of the work should have been carried out at night. Craig, I don't think you would have seen it happening in any other major town throughout the country that it was happening during the day. It's unfortunate that then on Saturdays and Sundays that there's no work happening. That needs to be looked at as well. But there needs to be weekly reports as well, and we need to look at this. Over 2 weeks ago was the last day that I met with Irish Water, and again I asked them to review it on a weekly basis, to speak directly to the business people involved. But we've seen over the last number of days, this is causing huge disruption to the many people making their journeys, let it be to the schools, to the hospitals, or to the shop, or wherever they're going to their destination.
Like, I just wonder, I don't want to keep saying the contractor or Irish Water, because I don't know ultimately who's responsible for the traffic, but would they say, for instance, send people to different parts of the town and work out, right, this is a problem, what we have to do is we have to open this channel for 20 minutes and let all that away, and then all the traffic will, like, is it very, very localised traffic management, or is someone looking at the bigger picture here when the S hits the fan between, say, 4 and 6?
Yeah, well, I think that's what you're saying is exactly what needs to happen. We need to explore all options and say, do we need to change the run of traffic in this direction? Do we need to change the run of traffic in that direction? We need to look at the pressure points. Now, we have been, looking to source funding from government for the last number of years for a new traffic management plan that would allow us to put lights at the different junctions in the town. I think that would make a huge difference. But in the short term with the roadworks, I think we also need to look at all the options as well. And even we have to change the movement of traffic in different directions. We owe it to the business people, but we also owe it to all the traffic users, the people who are making their journeys, to try and put the best route into place.
And who live in the town as well. And the problem is we are creatures of habit. And if people hear this, and if this problem persists, in other words, if we can't say tomorrow morning that something was done, and thankfully last night in Letterkenny there was relatively free movement traffic, what will happen is people will go somewhere else, and they'll take their money somewhere else, they'll take their business somewhere else, and then there'll be a fight to try and claw that back when everything's fixed. So it is really, really time sensitive in terms of finding a solution here, would you agree?
There's absolutely an onus on the senior council management to look at this as a matter of urgency. They have an obligation to the many people, the many business people, and the ratepayers.
Do you suspend the works until someone comes up with a workable plan?
Well, I think...
I mean, I know it's drastic, but it's a very drastic situation.
I think what they could do in the short term is, I've said from the start, they should review it on a weekly basis. I've asked for that now. It's nearly 2 weeks since the last meeting. So I think as we're speaking today, they should be sitting down trying to review what they're doing and saying, this is not working. We need to look at a plan B.
Okay, super stuff. Kieran Brogan, thank you very much. Newly elected Councillor Donald Coyle. Councillor, congratulations again on your election. The issue of the traffic too, I mean, what are you seeing? What are you hearing? What do you think needs to be done?
Well, it's a huge problem at the moment, as everybody knows. Like, you know, and over the last couple of evenings, it's been just horrendous for people trying to get out of the town in particular in the evening. And as far as I was concerned, I was under the impression that there were two lanes open in the morning
going in
from the dry arch,
yeah.
and that would become one lane then in the evening, and that the two lanes would be open on the way out in the evening. And that hasn't happened for the last few days, and that seems to have caused a major problem with tailbacks in particular, way back nearly to Remethan over the last number of days.
Now, John Watson's been told that the work on that stretch of road is finished this evening, so there's some hope then that you believe if that returns to sort of two lanes in two directions, would you be hopeful then that that will ease congestion elsewhere around the town?
Well, it'll ease it somewhat there, but there are other projects going on. And you see, this is the problem, like, and this is a major problem. And going forward, Greg, you know, like, I mean, there is a solution out there, and I've been pushing it all during the election and my manifesto, and that is the necessity for Letterkenny to get the bridge across the Swilly. Mm. Because, and the reality is this, is that if there's any accident or any disruption to traffic anywhere in the town, the whole town seems to come to a standstill because there is no other option for people except one main thoroughfare going out the Derry Road, as we call it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But no sign of that, no funding for that, no commitment to that from the Transport Minister, no commitment that it will even be included in the next round of funding, which is due in the next couple of years. That could be as far away as God knows what.
You could be right, but I'm making this a priority now as soon as I get into the council.
And yet all the while we're feeling progress on the 10T projects, and I think you were on the record from a long time now, Councillor Coyle, aren't you, that let's not be spending money and let's not be having the disruption of these 10T projects when the focus should be on the relief road, the Bonagie Link, as it's being popularised.
Yes, that the Bonagie Link and the bridge should be the priority, has to be the priority, and I will be making that a priority. The 10T, that part of the 10T, which came in at a later stage after the Manor Lifford and the Stenalder bypass, that was added on as a three-pronged project. And I keep saying, and the people in the area are saying, there is no need for that part of the section that's going down at the back of Blorgie Brack School. That is not a necessity. The necessity is the bridge across the Swilly.
Councillor Donald Coyle, thank you very much for that. Councillor Michael McBride, congrats to you as well, returning to the council. But, I mean, what are you hearing from business people around the town?
Well, over the last number of days, Greg, I've been contacted by business people around the town. I suppose the big concern for them is the traffic gridlock.
What are they saying to you, like, in real time? How serious is it for them?
Well, I mean, at this point in time, the people I'm talking to are looking for the work to be stopped. And earlier this morning, before I went to Lifford, I sent an email out to Seamus Neely, to John McLaughlin, the road director of roads.
So my suggestion to suspend the works earlier was not as crazy as it may sound.
There was an emergency municipal meeting for the deal with the problem, and you know what I mean, and whatever, you know, comes out of that meeting, then we'll have to move forward with it. But I think it is a very serious situation, and I think it contributed greatly to the low turnout of voters in Letterkenny on Friday last.
Too much hassle.
Well, we had gridlock for an hour and a half at lunchtime around the town.
Well, the peak times, it was just too much hassle to get from wherever you were to the poll centre.
I think that is absolutely correct.
Yeah, okay. You believe this needs to be dealt with in an emergency fashion, that this can't be...
Yeah, that's what I sent in this morning, asking them to convene a meeting. And, you know, at this point in time, I've been in a meeting myself, so I'm not long out of it there.
Yeah.
So I'll be waiting to hear later on today, maybe... you know, to get an answer to that. So I'll keep you posted when I hear.